Audio Gravity, 9th of May, Media Camp Special. So obviously this isn't the 9th of May, it's actually the 14th of May, and as you probably know from other Audio Gravities that I've been doing today, I've been trying to catch up, mainly because I had a really bad stuffy blocked nose for what seemed like forever, and it's finally starting to clear up, so my audio quality is a little bit better. I wanted to do a little bit of a catch-up of Media Camp. I did quite a few audio moves on the day, but I didn't really talk about much of it after the event, because I was extremely tired. I've been having a really heavy dev development period of my life right now, where I'm just throwing everything into lots of different areas that I really want to be up and running, so that I can just create my content, my media, and just have that whole distribution, transcoding system in place. It just allows me to do what I'm good at, which is the whole point of using this technology and using it for enabling your life, your career. We're in this incredible digital age where we have these tools that allow us such flexibility to be able to customize them to fit into our lives. And it should be transparent. It should be, you know, we should be able to use them fairly unconsciously, where we can pick up a phone, press a button, and we're emailing somebody. We require that, you know, our lives require that. There's so many choice options, things that we can get involved in, and it's great to be able to, it's great to finally, after being 20 odd years in computers, have the tools as a creative to be able to make stuff. I'm not a hardcore programmer, but we have these programs to produce media, and people who have a flair for technology and have something to say can use them very easily. So I wanted to quickly go over Media Camp, which was at the Lace Market House in Nottingham, which was organized by PCM Creative on Twitter at PCM Creative. And she got a few local businesses and organized the event, Media Camp event. There was about 20 or 30 people that turned up, and it was a real cross-section of people. I think there was a couple of people who go to these things prolifically, like me and Christian, and obviously Carol goes to a lot of these ones now. And it was good. I mean, I didn't have many people at my session, which was a bit of a letdown. Probably only had about 3 or 4 people at my session, but it was an early session, and it wasn't, for being the first media camp in Nottingham, it was to be expected of the numbers. There was about 20 or 30 people actually turned up. And there was 3 or 4 rooms, and we only actually went in 2 of the rooms. Or was it 3 of the rooms? Yeah, we went into the upstairs room to talk about Digital Britain Report, which was a really good session. The only problem was, throughout the day, was I didn't really get to do any multicam room switching audio video stuff, mainly because the internet connection wasn't great there, but that wasn't really a fault of anybody's particularly. It's one of those things that always gets overlooked. And it's pretty much an assumption that you expect places to have broadband or internet that you can reuse. It's one of the reasons why we've set up the Ammo Box project and the Bandwidth in a Box project, is purely because we want to be able to turn up at a venue and cover it and have bandwidth, and not have to be expectant on the venue to actually have all that stuff. We can just go in and go. Of course, it relies on cellular networks being up to code and being fast enough. And like somebody mentioned the other day, these can deteriorate over time depending on how many people are on it. There's no other real solution yet until we see things like WiMAX appear on the scene, which is more of a local cell infrastructure rather than just one big pipe. So we'll see how it goes, but I'm looking forward to further events. I like the fact that there's a lot of media camps, pod camps, stuff popping up around the Midlands. I think there's a massive creative outpouring from Nottingham, Leicester way, and Birmingham. And it's just great that finally things are slowly getting on the map around Midlands, and people are starting to wake up to the idea that, you know, the world has changed when it comes to online media, watching video online, and, you know, people who would never normally use a computer on Facebook. Anyway, that's my May the 9th catch-up.